Would like to ask you this morning, if you will, to please turn in your Bibles to the book of Isaiah. Would like to read from Isaiah chapter 9. Would like to read verses 2 and verse 6. I encourage you to go home and read the whole book of Isaiah, especially chapters 7, 8, and 9. I feel like you would receive a great blessing from reading those three chapters. There are two verses of Scripture, one primarily found in Isaiah chapter 9. They're on my heart this morning, and I ask all of you to please pray. God will help us as we try to study His holy word. Before we begin to try to study, I would ask that you please join your hearts together with me in a moment of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we come before Thy throne of grace to obtain mercy and to find grace to help in time of need. Lord, we know that we need Thee every moment of our lives. There are times that we forget how much we need Thy help, but we know that we cannot draw the next breath without Thy blessings upon us. And we thank You for sparing our lives, the lives of our family and friends, through another night, and blessing us to be able to come together to worship Thee this day. We thank You for every person that's here and each family that's represented, and we pray Thy blessings upon each of them. You know the needs of those that have lost loved ones. We pray that You would comfort their hearts and bless them all in a very special way. Pray that You would bless Sister Darthel, Lord, and help her, bless and comfort all of their family. All the others that have lost loved ones, continue to bless them and be with them. Bless those that are sick and afflicted. We thank You for Your bountiful blessings upon many that are sick and have been sick. Thank You for some that are doing better. Thank You for Your blessings on Sister Michelle during the treatment, the first half of all of her treatments. We pray now that as she begins her second round of treatments, that You would bless in an abundant way and continue to hold her up, strengthen her, fill her with Your Spirit and Your power every day. Protect her from harm and danger, and bless all of her family as they're going through this difficult time. Lord, bless all those that have been mentioned audibly as well as in the bulletin this day, and others that there are unspoken prayer requests. We pray that You would comfort and help them. You know the burdens of each person's heart. There are those that are here that have great burdens. So we pray that You would comfort and bless each one. Bless those who are facing surgery, whether it's dental surgery or other surgery during this coming week. We pray that You would bless each of them to feel Your presence. May the shepherd watch over the sheep in a very special way during this coming week. Help us all. Help us to help each other. Pray that You would forgive us of our sins. You'd be merciful and gracious in all Thy dealings with us. You would help us as a church body, that we would have wisdom and understanding, knowledge and discretion that can come only from Thee. We pray that You would lead us not into temptation, that You would deliver us from evil, and that You would help every member and every friend of this church, that we would work together and labor together, that we would worship together and praise You together. In the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. We'd like to read now from Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 2. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 2. The Word of God says, "The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined." Verse 6 says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." If correctly read, that's Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 and verse 6. The main thought that's on my heart this morning is found in the second verse, where the Word of God says, "The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined." Two main things I want us to look at. First of all is the fact that there are people that have walked in darkness. Not only have they walked in darkness, but they have dwelt in the land of the shadow of death. Now, darkness can mean a lot of different things in the Bible. Sometimes it has reference to sin. Sometimes it has reference to sorrow and to trouble. But it doesn't matter what you talk about, whether it's sin or sorrow or many other things that darkness can represent. Word of God here is also saying that not only is there darkness and people that walk in darkness and people that dwell in darkness, but there are people that have walked in darkness and dwelt in darkness that have seen what? Not just the light or a light, but what? A great light. They have seen a great light. You remember in the very beginning of this world that darkness covered the face of the deep. And then God made a great light to rule the day. And then He made a lesser light to rule the night. And then He also created the stars. So there was a great light in the beginning of this world. That light was the light of the sun that we still see today. And the light that's under consideration here in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 2 is not talking about the sun, but it's actually talking about a light that is brighter than the sun, and that's the light of God. The Word of God says, God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. And that if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. You remember how Peter and James and John were carried up on the Mount of Transfiguration. Do you remember that while they were up there, that Jesus was transfigured before them, and they saw Him shining more brightly than the noonday sun. They saw Jesus. They saw the light of God. Now, brethren, until you have been in darkness, you don't appreciate the light. Until you have experience darkness that you could not get rid of, you have no appreciation for someone giving you light. But if you've ever been in darkness, whether you talk about the darkness of sorrow, if you've ever been in the darkness of sorrow and you needed to be able to feel some light, if you needed some comfort in time of your sorrow, and you couldn't find anything to help you, but God came and gave you comfort, and the Holy Spirit comforted you, then you know what the Word of God is talking about here when it says, they that have walked in darkness have seen a great light. And you'll never really comprehend how wonderful it is to have God as your light until you are in darkness and until you recognize the darkness that you're in. Until you see and until you feel that darkness, you will never appreciate the great light. The Word of God says that in Ephesians chapter 5, that we were sometimes darkness, but now we are light. Do you know why we were darkness? Not just we were in darkness, but there was a time that we were darkness itself. Do you know why? Do you know why we were in darkness? We were in darkness because of the sin of Adam, and then we are in darkness because of our own sin. We're not only in darkness because of the sin of Adam. Adam did sin, and death passed upon all men, and all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we are darkness, and the only thing about you and me, the only thing about you and me that is of any value is because though we walked in darkness, we have seen a great light, and that great light has shined in our hearts to give us the light of life. When you're in the darkness of sorrow and Jesus comes, you're glad to see the light. When you're in the darkness of trouble in your life and you have turmoil in your life, you're glad to see this great light. When you have no hope, have you ever been in your life where you felt like you had no hope? Have you ever been depressed and discouraged and despondent? I know that many people right now today, I know that many people are very discouraged because of the economy and because of the way that our nation is going and has gone. But I'm telling you, brethren, that in the midst of walking in darkness, you ought to be able to see the great light. And you ought to be rejoicing in the great light. You need to pray, God, help me to see what these people saw in Isaiah 9 and verse 2. They that walked in darkness, they saw what? They saw a great light. And brethren, if you can see the great light, you won't remain in darkness. You won't be sorrowful, you won't be troubled, and you won't be worried if you can see this great light. If you really know and realize that the light of God is all you need in this world, if you know and realize that all the things of this world, that those little flickering lights are of no lasting value, and that when you lose those little lights, if you can see that there's still the great light, then you're going to have peace in your soul. So you can have the light of hope. You can have the light of peace. You can have the light of joy. You can have the light of life. And all of that is found in God. God is our light. The Scripture says here, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. My question to you is this morning, are you sometimes in darkness and need to see this light? Are you sometimes feeling that you're in darkness and that you're in a dark world? I know that there are many people that the only light they look forward to is the light in the eternal heaven. And I look forward to that day that there will be no more night. I look forward to the eternal heaven. I'm telling you, brethren, that many of the people of God are walking in darkness their entire lives here on this earth. They're not seeing the great light that we can have right now in our lives. In the midst of your troubles and my troubles, we need to see the great light. We need to know that God is in control. And if you see that great light, it will have a profound effect on how you feel and how you live day by day. If you see this great light, you're not going to be discouraged. Did you know that? While you see this great light, you will not be discouraged. You will not be despondent. No matter what the conditions in life are, you still will be praising God and thanking God because you can still see the great light. And it's not a little dim light at the end of the tunnel. This is a great light that makes everything all right. Do you think you could lose like Job did? Do you think you could lose all of your possessions and the people that are the dearest to your heart, lose all of your children and lose your health and still see the great light? Were all of those children, were they little lights to him? Were they light? Certainly they were. Did they bring some light and joy into his life? Certainly they did. He loved his children. He prayed for them every day. He made offerings and sacrifices for his children. He thought about them every day. He loved them dearly. And when they died, what did he continue to do? He continued to worship God. He said, the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What did he see? What could he have looked at? What could he have looked at? He could have looked at the darkness. Couldn't he have done that? Couldn't he have just looked at the darkness? Couldn't he have just looked and said, all I see is trouble. All I see is death. All I see is loss. All I see is despair. But he didn't see that. He saw the great light. He saw the Lord high and lifted up. Isaiah, when he talked about how he lived among a people of unclean lips, and he looked all around him, and he saw that all that Isaiah, he said, woe is me and all the people. We're a wicked people. And yet he said, I see the great light. I see God high and lifted up on his throne. And listen, brethren, that gave Isaiah strength. In spite of the fact that he was darkness, and he lived among a people that were full of darkness, he still saw something. What did he see? He saw the great light. He saw the Lord high and lifted up. And then he could say, Lord, touch me. And the Lord sent that coal down from heaven and touched his lips. And then Isaiah was able to go and preach the gospel. He says, here am I, Lord, send me. Now how did he feel before God touched him? He felt, I'm a man of unclean lips. I'm a wretched man, and I live among a wretched people. But then when God came and touched him, he knew that the light of life, the light of God, the light of hope and joy and peace had touched his life. And so it is that he no longer just dwelt in darkness, but he was dwelling in great light. Have you seen the light? Have you ever heard that expression? Have you seen the light? Listen, brethren, we need to pray that God will help us to see the light, because you can't face what you're going to face in your life without seeing the light. And you don't need to just wait till you get to heaven to see the light. You need to see the light every day. And it doesn't need to be just a little bitty light, a light at the end of the tunnel. You need to see a great light every day. And no matter what's happening in your life, no matter what you're facing in your life, you need to see this great light. Because as long as you live in this world, you're going to be walking among darkness. You're going to be walking amidst darkness. There will always be sin. There will always be sorrow here. But in the midst of all that sin, and in the midst of all that sorrow, and in the midst of all the trouble, you can still, in the midst of all that, you can see the great light. And when you can see the great light, your soul will be rejoicing and full of light. Even if everything else is dark around you, you can still be full of light. You can be full of light. Look at Isaiah chapter 60 just a moment. Isaiah chapter 60 continues, and this is a great prophecy about the coming of Jesus Christ, isn't it? Do you see that it is? Do you remember we read verse 6 after we read Isaiah chapter 9? And verse 2 that says, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. Then in Isaiah 9, verse 6, it said, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Who is that light that Isaiah said was coming, that was going to shine on the people in the midst of all of their darkness? Who is that light? Who is the Son that is given? It's Jesus Christ. In Isaiah chapter 60 now, look please at Isaiah 60. Listen to the first three verses. Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1, 2, and 3. The Word of God says, arise, shine. Now listen, brethren, this idea of being sad and despondent and discouraged, it is wrong for God's people to feel that way. If you can see the light, well, first of all, if you can't see the light, you need to pray that God will help you to see the light. If you don't see, and I'm not talking about a little light at the end of the tunnel, I want you to see the great light. I want you to pray, God, open my eyes that I might be able to see this great light that shined on people that walked in darkness, on people that dwelt in the land of the valley of the shadow of death. That's a horrible place to be, is in the valley of the shadow of death. And those people weren't just walking through the valley of the shadow of death. I didn't even get to that. But you know what the Bible says back there in Isaiah 9:2? You know, David says in Psalm 24 and verse 3, he says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. What was David saying there? He's saying, I've got the great light with me when I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death. But Isaiah 9:2 does something and describes something worse than people walking through the valley of the shadow of death. It says there are people that dwell in the land of the valley of the shadow of death. I know people today who are dwelling in the land of the shadow of death. And I pray that God will bless them to see the great light instead of continuing to live in the valley of the shadow of death, instead of dwelling there. You know what you need to do if you're dwelling in the land? You know what you need to do if you're dwelling in the valley of the shadow of death? You know what you need to do? Isaiah chapter 60 tells you what to do. Look at Isaiah chapter 60, and verse 1. If you're dwelling in the land of the valley of the shadow of death, he says in Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 1, he says, what's the first word there? Arise! Get up! Get up! Have you ever seen somebody that was so lazy that you want to just snatch a knot in them and say, and just take a board or a belt or a stick or something and make them move on? Well, I'm amazed at God's mercy and grace with me. Because if I was God, I would, God is merciful and gracious. I'll just leave it there. God is merciful and gracious to me and to you. And in His mercy and in His grace and in His love and in His long-suffering, He says in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, He says, arise, get up! Do you have the ability to get up? Do you have the ability to rise? By the grace of God, with the help of God, can you get up? You remember how Peter, as he was going into the temple, and there was a lame man there. And Peter said to that lame man, he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, arise and walk. And he took him by the hand, and he arose. He got up. I'm telling you, brethren, if you're in the darkness, if you're dwelling in the land of the shadow of death, if you're dwelling in darkness, my admonition and my exhortation to you is, what's the first thing? Arise! Get up! Arise! Arise! Shine! Now, have you ever felt like all you needed was just to see some light instead of being the light? Just want to see some light. You can't be the light till you've seen the light. But if you've seen the light, Isaiah 9:2 says, those that were walking in darkness, those that were dwelling in the land of the shadow of death, they saw a great light, right? Now we come further in the book of Isaiah to chapter 60, and he says, now to those who have been walking in darkness and saw a great light, to those who have had the light shine upon them while they were dwelling in the land of the shadow of death, he now says to those people who've seen the light, he says, now arise and shine. What a marvelous thing it is that God would let us see the light, and what a marvelous thing it is that God would put His Spirit in you and in me. And Jesus would say to you and to me, ye are the light of the world. Isn't that amazing? That you can be the light of the world. That children of God who have been born of the Spirit of God and have eyes to see, and they see this great light, then God says to them, now that you've seen the light, now I'm saying to you, arise, get up, go forward, march. Be a part of the army of God. Be a soldier of Jesus Christ. Let your light shine. You've seen the light, and God has helped you. Now you go out, and you be a light to others. And every one of you in this building, if you've been born of the Spirit of God, you have the ability to see the light. And when you see the light, you need to be doing what He says next. And that's get up now. Get out. Get out of the land of the valley of the shadow of death. Get out of that land. Get out of the darkness. And let your light shine. Why? So that others can see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. If you arise and shine, people will see your light shining. Did you know that's what all of you are? You know, I know some of you have Christmas trees. We don't have one, and Lord willing, never will as long as I live, but not going to argue the point. The point is, y'all are my Christmas tree, if you know what I mean. What I mean by that is, y'all are my lights. Y'all are better than all the little twinkling lights there are out there in the world. And God's Word says we're not supposed to learn the way of the heathen, but I'm afraid we've learned the way of the heathen. And the way of the heathen has led God's people away from the true worship and service of God. And I pray that if you've seen the light, that you'd give the glory to God instead of all the little lights and trinkets and Santa Claus and all the other gods of this world. That's what they are. They're the gods of this world. The heathen, those that don't believe in God at all, they have those other gods. And God says His people are not to have part in those ungodly things. Arise, get up, get up. Arise and shine. What's the next thing it says in Isaiah 60, verse 1? He says, arise, shine, for thy light is come. Has Jesus come? Has He come into your heart? Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee, just like the sun. How many of you have ever been up all night because you couldn't breathe, or you were sick, and you just kept waiting, or you had troubles, you had problems, and you've been up all night? What's the one thing you keep waiting for? What's the one thing that you think will make you feel better if the sun will just start coming up? Those of you that have ever been up all night, night after night, you know how much you look forward to the sun rising up. And those of you that have been in figurative darkness, you know how wonderful it is when the Son of God comes and shines upon you. And so He says, arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Verse 2, Isaiah 60, verse 2. What's the main thing you want to remember from Isaiah 9? What's the main thing? There are people that walked in darkness that saw what? Saw what? A great light. Saw a great light. They were dwelling in the land of the shadow of death, and that great light has shined upon them. Now He says in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, He says, arise, get up, you've seen the light. Now many of God's people who have seen the great light, though they were dwelling in the land of the shadow of death, they are still dwelling in the land of the shadow of death, even though they've seen the great light. They haven't done what Isaiah 60, verse 1 says. They haven't gotten up and gotten out of the land of the shadow of death. I beg you in the name of Christ, I exhort you, I command you in the name of Jesus, that you get up and come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Be different, be different. Dare to be different. Dare to follow Christ. Follow Christ. And you'll find something far better than all these little lights in the world. Shine, arise, shine, for thy light is come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. I believe that all of you have had the light of the Lord shine upon you. And I believe, therefore, that you are without excuse if you're still sitting in the land of the shadow of death. Arise and shine. Verse 2 says, Isaiah 60 and verse 2 says, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. You hear that? And I'm telling you, brethren, the darkness shall cover the earth. You're going to see darkness cover our nation like has never been on our nation before. It's coming. And the only children of God that are going to be able to survive and be happy and full of joy in the midst of all the sorrow that's coming, in the midst of all the darkness, the only people that are going to be full of joy are those who see the great light and those who stop dwelling in the land of the shadow of death and arise and let their light shine. He says in verse 2, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. Now, did He tell them to let their light shine before the darkness covered the earth? Look at it. Look at it. Verse 1, He says, arise, shine, for thy light is come. Verse 2, He says, for behold, the darkness, what? Shall come. He's saying now, you let your light shine right now. You go ahead and get started letting your light shine. If you wait till the darkness covers the earth, brethren, you'll never get out of the valley of the shadow of death. If you wait until great judgment comes, you will not be delivered from the judgment. So He says, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. Did you know many people today that once have seen the light, they have gross darkness has covered the people. Did you know that? Many children of God who have seen the great light, they're in total darkness today. He says, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and His glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Isn't that pretty? Now, who is the great light that rises? That's Jesus. Now, what can you do? You can arise just like the great light arises and shines on us. You can arise and you can shine and you can be a great blessing to God's dear children. If you had 2 hours of preaching to do and you had 5 minutes to summarize all this, what would you do? Listen, brethren, God's Word is so beautiful. The Lord is so beautiful. The Lord is so beautiful. The kingdom of heaven. You know what the kingdom of heaven is? It's a city of what? The kingdom of heaven is a city of what? The city of light. You know who lightens that city, the kingdom of heaven? You know where that city, the kingdom of heaven, gets its light? You know where it gets its light? That's right. God is the light of that city. That's found in Revelation 21, verse 23. You want to dwell in the light, you've got to dwell in the kingdom of heaven. You want to dwell in the kingdom of heaven, you have to do the commandments of God. You've got to serve the Lord. You've got to have first been quickened by God. I want everybody here to know and understand this morning that until God has come and touched your heart, you're dead in trespasses and sin. Now, there's a difference in being dead and being in darkness. Do you understand the difference? Dead. Graveyard dead. And then after a person's born of the Spirit of God, sometimes they're alive, but they're in what? They're in darkness. And then even after they've seen the great light, you know what some of God's children still do? They still choose to dwell in the land of the shadow of death. And their lives are full of hell and sorrow and trouble. But God's children who have seen the great light, and then they arise and they shine. The glory of the Lord rises upon them some more, and they shine some more. And the glory of the Lord shines some more, and they see more light, and they let their light shine more. Isn't it a marvelous thing that in this world you'll never see all the light of God? Did you know that? You might think that you've seen the light of God, and it's been so bright it was like Peter, James, and John on the Mount of Transfiguration. You might be so happy sometimes you've seen the Lord in His power and His glory, and His light has shined upon you, and you just shout for joy because you've seen the light. And you may arise and you may shine, but listen, brethren, if you keep on arising and you keep on shining, He'll shine brighter. Listen, He'll shine brighter and brighter and brighter. You can just stand so much light right now. In your spiritual development, you can just stand so much light. But as you grow stronger and grow more spiritual and your light shines, you'll be able to stand more light and more light. May God help us to remember this. Listen in closing. John the Baptist, the Bible says there was a man sent from John. There was a man sent from God. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. John was not that light, but he came to bear witness of that light. Who was the light that John the Baptist came to bear witness of? It was Jesus Christ. And I want to close with this one verse. Turn in your Bibles to John chapter 8. Listen to John chapter 8 and verse 12. Listen carefully, John chapter 8, verse 12. John chapter 8 and verse 12, the Word of God says, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world." Now, does He also say, "Ye are the lights of the world"? Yes, He does. But who is that great light? You're not the great light. You're a tiny little light. You picture a tiny little weak flashlight, and that's what you look like compared to the sun, S UN, you take that little light of a little weak flashlight and you contrast that to the light of the sun, and you'll have some idea of how much difference there is in Jesus being the light of the world and you having a little light to shine. And yet your little light, listen, your little light can be a blessing to your children, to your parents, to your spouse, to your family. Your little light can be a blessing to all of those that work with you and everybody that you come in contact with. If you're letting your light shine, your light can be a blessing to all of His children. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me. Listen now. If you don't follow that light, you want to go ahead and dwell. You can live in that land of the valley of the shadow of death. You can experience the second death if you want to. You stay there if you want to. You will perish. But He says, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me. You better arise. You can't follow Jesus without getting out of the land of the valley of the shadow of death. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. You want to have the light of life? Then you have to arise and shine and follow Jesus. May God help us. Though we have walked in the darkness, we've seen the great light. Though we have dwelt in the valley of the shadow of death, may God help us to realize that God has shined upon us, and now we're to arise and shine so that we can have the light of life every day. Is my prayer for Christ's sake.